You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Sightless charity RNIB has just launched their See Sport Differently campaign. Created in partnership with British Blind Sport, the campaign's goal is to not only help encourage more blind and partially sighted people to give a physical activity a go, but to also break down barriers to sport and activity. Because of it, here on RNIB Connect Radio, over the next few weeks, we're going to be sharing conversations with different sports people from all over the UK to hear how sport changed their lives. And today, joining me to share with us his love of rugby is Leeds Rhinos, a physical disability rugby league's player, James King, who also recently became a bit of a celebrity. It is so nice to have you here, James.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure. Yeah, hello. Thank you for having me.
So, of course, I said your celebrity status, and that comes from, one video that went a bit viral online. Would you mind telling us a little bit more?
Yeah, no problem. It was a video of me kicking a conversion in rugby league, obviously in the PDRL, and it was a bit of a crazy moment, to be honest. I've been practicing my goal kicking in training, but I never really expected to actually kick one in a game. But one of my good friends and teammates, Tom, who I've been practicing with, just said, "Oh, James, you're going to kick this one." And I kind of thought, "Oh, okay." This was a bit unexpected. So that's when the nerves hit me, really. But thankfully, I stepped up and went through my process and knocked it over. So I was just thankful that it was a really little special moment with everybody celebrating in background, you know, my teammates. And when it went over, they kind of went a bit wild. And I thought to myself, oh yeah, that's probably gone over if they're celebrating like that.
Now, if anyone's listening and they maybe know nothing about rugby, just very briefly, what is a conversion?
Yeah, so a conversion is a kick at goal. So if you imagine a goalpost in football, well, if you imagine two sticks at the side of it, where the posts are connected to the ground, well, if you imagine the crossbar in the middle, well, those two sticks go higher to create like a H shape. You take a kick to get it over the crossbar between the H's. After somebody in your team has scored a try. So that's to add another 2 points. So a try is 4 points, and then a successful conversion is another 2 points on top of that.
And it's not an easy thing because, as you said, the bars are actually quite high up and you do have to kind of aim that perfectly as well.
Yeah, it's not the easiest thing in the world. It does take quite a bit of practice to get your technique right. I mean, the kick that I did was right in front of the sticks, so it wasn't the most difficult, but those ones, they do have quite a lot of pressure, because while they seem easy looking on the outside, as a goal kicker, you kind of think, oh, I should get this and everybody expects me to kick it, and that can play with your head a little bit and make you think, oh, you know, if I miss it, it'll be really embarrassing. So they're the worst ones to take, really. I couldn't actually see it go over the crossbar there. And immediately, they all kind of swarmed me and started hugging me and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was a really special moment.
So what exactly made you pick up rugby? Because you, if I'm correct, it's only been a few years. You've not been playing it for that long.
Originally, I got into PDRL through a friend and a teammate, Scott Gobin. He's a player that has played rugby his entire life. He's only got one arm, but like I said, he's played rugby his whole life, and I've known him for a long time now, before we knew about PDRL. He joined before me, and I was sat in the pub one day with him, and he told me about it and asked me if I wanted to get involved, and I just said yeah, and everything else has just kind of come from that moment, you know, that split decision. If I'd have said no, then none of this would have happened. So, I just heard about it through him and got stuck in, really.
And how has playing rugby changed your life? I mean, has it had an impact on your life off the pitch?
It's had a massive impact. It's been incredible. I'm doing a degree at university in archaeology, and you know, since joining rugby, my grades have gone up at uni. It's impacted my family life. It's impacted my social skills outside of, you know, my family and university. So every part of my life has been affected since joining the PDRL and joining rugby league. So yeah, I can't thank the PDRL and my teammates enough, especially for really encouraging me and bringing me out of my shell, because I wasn't the most confident person, and I was quite shy and a little bit reserved. But they've really developed me as a person, not just as a rugby player, but they've developed my entire, you know, my entire life and brought it on so much. I just can't thank them enough.
Obviously, you're playing with the team, and the league's unique in a way that it is open to people with different disabilities, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've got a range of physical disabilities in PDRL. There's also another league set up for the Learning Disability Rugby League, but obviously I'm not part of that. Our league, the PDRL, it's disabilities such as myself, visual impaired. It's for people, like I mentioned, my teammate Scott, he's only got one arm, amputees, with people perhaps with one or missing limbs. People with MS, cerebral palsy. There's a huge range of disabilities that are eligible to play PDRL. So it's really varied.
So I want you to think back to the time when you played your first game. Were you nervous? Because rugby can be a very contact sport and it can be quite rough as well.
Yeah, I was nervous, to be fair, because I've never obviously played it before. I'd seen it on TV, and I'd been to a few rugby games live, and you know, seeing that contact is pretty intimidating. But I was nervous for another reason, because my debut, my first ever game, was a half-time exhibition match to kind of showcase PDRL. And we played at half time in a Super League stadium filled with about 8,000 people. So that was my first ever game in rugby league. And to do it in that environment, you know, those nerves were just amplified because of obviously the stadium, the crowd. So when I took my first drive and I took that first contact, I don't think I actually felt it quite as much as I would have done, just because of those nerves and that kind of adrenaline because of that setting. So it set me up quite well, to be honest. But now I play in red shorts. In PDRL, there are different criteria for how much contact a player can take. So I play in red shorts, which is essentially a lesser contact for the player. It wouldn't be safe for me to be taking those huge hits. And obviously in rugby league, we've got, you know, 6 foot tall, 18 stone blokes, you know, running about on a pitch. It'd be a bit mad to think that I could take those hits when I can't see them coming. So yeah, it's a really inclusive sport because of that as well. It's just a great sport to be involved in.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that you're not going to be getting any massive tackles from the side.
Oh no, so am I. So am I, to be honest.
So with your newfound celebrity status, we're hoping the first ever Physical Disability Rugby League World Cup might take place either later this year or maybe next year. Is there a chance we might see you competing?
Potentially. At the moment, the criteria are a bit confusing and a bit tricky for the eligibility of disabilities. But I'm hoping that they'll be open to people with visual impairments, because at the moment they're quite restricted on what disabilities are actually eligible. But there's time for it to change, and I'm hoping it will change.
We'll definitely be keeping our fingers crossed for that. Now, if we're listening to this interview and thinking, gosh, I would like to find out more information, where can we go?
Well, you can look at the Leeds Rhinos Foundation on Twitter, on Facebook. If you look for the Leeds Rhinos Foundation on those sites, there's the PDRL England as well on Twitter and Facebook. And to get in touch with us, all the information is on the Leeds Rhinos Foundation pages. But if you were interested in other clubs that play for PDRL, they've got their own social media presence as well. Just type in PDRL on your social media, and you'll probably find it.
Brilliant. And finally, James, before we let you go, what would you say to anyone who has perhaps toyed with the idea of picking up a sport, maybe even rugby itself, but they've hesitated because maybe they lack that confidence or they're worried their visual impairment is going to be a barrier to it?
I'd say don't hesitate, first of all. Definitely don't hesitate. Just get stuck in because it will change your life, and you'll find that those doubts and those worries will immediately disappear. You know, the first second you walk onto the pitch or whatever sport you're going to do, those doubts and fears will just disappear immediately because you're doing something that you love and that you're passionate about, and you'll find a way to do it. So don't hesitate, just genuinely get stuck in.
Thank you so much, James. Now, I wish you good luck on the pitch and also with your university, and hopefully we can keep in touch and see how the Rhinos are doing, and hopefully we'll see you at the World Cup as well.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.